Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to another exciting edition of Taylor Bay Sports with Kevin Taylor. I am your host, Kevin Taylor, coming to you from Atlanta, my hometown, the capital of Georgia. So glad to have you along as we give you the best in sports information right here on Taylor Bay Sports with Kevin Taylor. No doubt you can check me out anytime on social media at KevinTaylor98 on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And don't forget you can join me every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific during the Game Time Sports Show with JB and KB. And you can listen to the program online at ztwins.com, and they are heard on KYIZ in Seattle and KMBS in Portland, Oregon. So thank you so much for everyone who supports TaylorMade Sports as well as TaylorMade Tuesdays with me, Kevin Taylor. All right, we've got a lot to cover on this program. You'll hear my interviews with Candy Burris and her husband, Todd Tucker, as they have a venture called Old Lady Gang. It's a restaurant inside the State Farm Arena that will be opening this weekend, as we're now, inside of another NBA season that tipped off earlier tonight as the Hawks were in New York. We'll talk to them. Also, you know Candy from the hit R&B group Escape, and we'll be talking to her about some dishes and, you know, what she has going on, her and Todd, that is, have going on with the Old Lady Gang. And also, you'll hear my interview with rookie Kevin Huerter of the Atlanta Hawks, as well as we'll get comments from Atlanta Falcons head coach Dan Quinn. So the Falcons will be getting ready for their contest at home on Monday night against the New York Giants. All right, so let's start it off. The Atlanta Hawks, they're now in their 50th anniversary season here in Atlanta. And it began earlier tonight in New York against the Knicks. And after this game here on Wednesday night, it was apparent that patience is going to be a key aspect for the Hawks this season for sure. The Hawks did not play very well in the second quarter, and that's what really spurred the Knicks to a blowout victory. This game was really not close after the second quarter, as the Hawks actually led after the first quarter 24-23. Then the Knicks broke it open in the second quarter. It was just done after that. Torian Prince actually led the Hawks in their first game of the season. Trae Young, if you may ask, he had 14 points along with Kent Bazemore. Torian Prince was the high man for the Hawks with 21 points. Actually, Vince Carter got the start in place of John Collins, who's out with an injury. He had 12 points. Alex Lynn, who played center, was at 7 points. But it was a former Hawk that really had a big night against his team, and that was Tim Hardaway Jr. He scored 31 points. Of course, the Knicks were without Kristaps Porzingis, as he is out with an injury as well. The Hawks now move on to Memphis on Friday and Cleveland on Sunday before playing their home opener on Wednesday night against the Dallas Mavericks. Now, let's go inside of the Atlanta Hawks as they are now inside their 50th anniversary season, like I just told you a moment ago, with one of the Hawks' first-round draft picks of this past NBA season's draft, and that was Kevin Huerter. Let's now talk to him about how he feels about playing in the NBA and being an Atlanta Hawk.
Of course, you missed summer league, but coming off an injury, you're not going to be on a minutes restriction, or how's your progress going?
I don't expect to be. You know, I don't know what the coaching staff has in store for me, but again, I've been about a month in with no restrictions. That's, you know, workout-wise, it's in the weight room, that's out on the court. You know, pickup-wise, I've been, you know, just as involved as the next guy. So I don't expect any of that.
Talk about how this young team has come together, you know, with bonding during this offseason.
We've definitely been coming together. I think it'll continue as we start to spend every single day with each other and, you know, get to travel with each other. So really this summer, obviously, you know, a lot of guys are moving around on the weekends and you're with each other in here practicing. So I think specifically on the court, we've, you know, definitely grown together. But I think as we move into the season, start traveling and spending time with each other off the court, we'll come along with that.
I asked Trey this question, but do you have a goal or a particular goal that you have set, not only for yourself, but maybe for your teammates as well, going into the season?
Not really. You know, I think, you know, I'll stick to really whatever team goals our coaching staff has for us. You know, we're trying to go into this year, and obviously you know, win every game that we step court on. And we're not going to have a mindset of or use youth as an excuse. And I know we're probably going to start the year with low expectations from a lot of people, but hopefully we can surprise some people too.
All right, and before I let you go, from one cabin to another, of course, you're entering the league, you're new to Atlanta. Welcome to Atlanta. I'm the Atlanta native.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome. What's one of the most interesting things about you that people would find interesting that they would, you know, you would be able to tell them right now that they could know about you?
Just put me on the spot. I used to play baseball in high school, so I like to, you know, watch baseball as much as play it. I'm really involved in, you know, really watching football, although I'm a Giants fan, I hate to say it, but I'm just a big sports fan. I love to watch as much as I love to play it, so I like to think of myself as a fun guy.
All right, well, Kevin did play against the Knicks. He played 5 minutes, did not score. And by the Giants coming into Atlanta on Monday night, hey, the Hawks will be back in town by then. Hopefully he might be able to go to the Falcons game on Monday night, but that remains to be seen. But welcome to the NBA, and also welcome to Atlanta, Kevin. And I hope that you and also the young guys of the Atlanta Hawks have a great season, courtesy of TaylorMade Sports. All right, now the Atlanta Hawks, they will be playing their home opener on Wednesday against Dallas at the now State Farm Arena. Speaking of the State Farm Arena, on Saturday there will be a Welcome to the Neighborhood event that will be free to the public to tour the arena before it officially opens for the first event this coming Sunday. So if you're in the Atlanta area, make sure that you go on down and check it out. Now, more about the arena. It will be open following the second largest renovation in NBA history. It's inspired by the fans, as a matter of fact. State Farm Arena is a next-generation venue focused on experience, service, and entertainment. And it's with the NBA's third-largest center-hung scoreboard and an immersive video experience that will take place. It's going to be fan-friendly food pricing and premium restaurant options, and we're going to talk about that in a moment, though. Now, here's something that will be inside of the arena: Top Golf, swing suites, a barbershop, and also they have celebrity-inspired spaces accessible to every fan. So you got to like that, right? So Atlanta just continuing to state their claim as the city's best sports and live entertainment venue in State Farm Arena. So it's going to be a great venue, no doubt about that. Now, about the restaurants, Zac Brown, who will be performing during opening night on Wednesday night, will have a restaurant called Zac Brown Social Club, Gio's Little Italia, J.R. Crickets, B's Crackling Barbecue, and Rita's will also be inside of the State Farm Arena as well. Now, another restaurant that will be featured is, like I told you, the Old Lady Gang, that was founded by Candy Burris of Escape and her husband Todd Tucker. Now, I spoke with them about the venture inside the new State Farm Arena.
I'm now joined by two people that people are, of course, very much aware of: Candy Burris, Todd Tucker. Thank you for being on TaylorMade Sports this week. Just tell us about your venture.
Well, we are super excited. We, you know, we've been season ticket holders for the Hawks for like 4 years now. True to Atlanta, okay? So when we
I'm from New York, though.
Stop doing it. True to Atlanta. So when I tell you, okay, so we opened our restaurant, Old Lady Gang. It's on Peter Street, 177 Peter Street, right around the corner from the arena. And so when we knew that they were, you know, getting new restaurant concepts into the arena, we reached out and let them know that we were interested and we wanted them to come by for a tasting. And once they came by, hey, man, was, you know, they said that they wanted to support us and they wanted restaurants that were really about Atlanta, people who were from Atlanta, you know, a part of Atlanta. You notice that they have supported a lot of the restaurants in the city that, you know, that are based here and that people are from here, and they and that's good to know that they are investing in the city. People that are in the city that are supporting them, they're supporting us as well. So I'm just happy to be a part of it.
It was, sounds good. And of course, what are some of the things that we can look for on the menu? Maybe a little Southern flair, Northern flair, all Southern, hopefully.
And Southern.
We got the soul food sandwich. We try to compact a full meal into something that was easy to go.
Yes.
So you have the fried chicken breast, you have the collard greens and the mac and cheese, all on a sandwich, the sweet potato fries, kind of like, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, ready to go, you know, all in one.
Our restaurant is a Southern eatery, and so basically we took a lot of the Southern concept from our restaurant and made it in a version that you can take to your seat.
Okay.
So, you know, our biggest seller at our restaurant is the unburthened fried chicken, collard greens, macaroni and cheese. So Todd had this great idea to turn it into a sandwich that you can take to your seat, and it turned out really great. Then we also have our fried deviled eggs that will be there. That's like one of our best-selling appetizer at the restaurant, and so we'll be bringing it to the arena. And some other things that we ain't going to tell you yet because we still, you know, spicing up and adding more stuff. Right now, the sandwich, the soul sandwich, is specific to the arena. Like I said, it's a playoff of our unburthened fried chicken that's at the restaurant. But it is so good that we might end up still doing it at the restaurant, but we're going to, you know, have it first at the arena.
And how'd you come up with the name for the restaurant?
Well, my mom and my aunt, they were the ones who were teaching me how to cook growing up, and a lot of the recipes are inspired by, you know, family recipes.
All right, let me tell you how we really got the name of the restaurant.
People call them the old lady gang on the show.
They're a little spicy. You know. But, you know, they're a great bunch, loving mom and aunts, but every family has an old lady gang. And when you call them, you know they're going to show up. So.
Not just that. I feel like if you say somebody's aunt is cooking or somebody's grandma's cooking, you'd be like, oh, it's going to be good, right? So if I say the old lady gang, if we're going to eat there, you think, okay, the food is going to be good because it's some old ladies cooking, right? Okay, well, we do have chefs at our restaurant, so they're not necessarily in the kitchen, but they are at the restaurant to meet people. No, it's all about Atlanta. So I'm super excited that, you know, the owners are really invested into making us a championship team and not just, a team that can win. You know, I mean, that's important to Atlanta. I mean, Atlanta, we like to party and have fun. So all the little stuff that they added, all the perks with having the club on the floor, like, that's good. You know, having Killer Mike up in there with his barbershop, that's good. You know, so we're going to support that. But Atlanta is really going to come out in droves, you know, when they see the changes they're making with the team and building the team up.
So will we see you out in the majority of the games or some of the games this year?
Well, listen, I always come to the games when I'm in town. Last season, you know, I was traveling a lot because I was on tour with my group Escape. This year, in the first part of the season, I'm going to be on tour.
Wait. You opening up the North.
Oh, yeah. The So-So-Def Tour is the first concert that's going to be in the new arena. So I'm super excited about that. I mean, how cool is it that I can be on stage performing but still meet y'all at the concessions while y'all eating at our restaurant?
That's right, yeah.
That right there? Hey, man.
But one thing we definitely want to do, we want to make the experience engaging. So if we're able at times, at halftime, go up to the concessions, to our restaurant location, meet and greet the people, make sure they have a great time. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
All right, that was Candy Burris along with Todd Tucker, the owners of Old Lady Gang. The restaurant will be at State Farm Arena. And like Candy said, hey, she's going to be one of the performers when she performs with Escape when the arena opens on Sunday with the first event. And the first Hawks game will be, like I told you, Wednesday night against the Dallas Mavericks. So it's going to be a great time at State Farm Arena coming up this week. So congratulations to everyone who put all the work in to make the opening a success. But again, Saturday is going to be a Welcome to the Neighborhood open house. So if you're in the Atlanta area, make sure that you stop by, be able to tour the arena, and hey, you're going to have a great time, no doubt about that. It's Taylor Bay Sports with Kevin Taylor. Thank you so much for being a part of the program. Now, in local college football, it was a disappointing weekend for local college teams in the state. Last week is Georgia, Georgia Tech, Clark Atlanta, and Morehouse all lost. For Georgia and Morehouse, it was their first loss of the season. Both Georgia and Georgia Tech are off this week, but Clark Atlanta will travel to Albany, and they will take on Albany State at 2 p.m. Morehouse will travel to Columbia, South Carolina, to play Benedict College, also at 2 p.m. Now, Georgia State was off last week, but they'll travel to play Arkansas State this coming Thursday. Quarterback Dan Ellington is fourth in the Sun Belt in total offense, averaging 249 yards per game, while accounting for 9 touchdowns. He's also completing 63%. Of his passes for just over 1,200 yards and 270 net yards rushing, and that's leading the team in both categories. Junior wide receiver Penny Hart is GSU's leading receiver with 30 receptions for 395 yards and one score, along with about 106 all-purpose yards. So Penny Hart still doing very well this season. And that's, of course, per game. He's coming off his 10th career 100-yard game with 6 receptions for 118 yards versus Troy. Kickoff is at 7:30, and the game will be televised on ESPNU. Now, as I told you before, the Atlanta Falcons will play at home on Monday night against the New York Giants in a battle of well-playing rookies. Saquon Barkley for the Giants and Calvin Ridley for the Falcons. Ridley leads the Giants in rushing with 438 yards, while Ridley leads the Falcons and is tied with 4 others for the league lead in touchdowns with 6. Not to mention, the game will feature 2 of the best receivers in the game between Odell Beckham Jr. and Julio Jones. The Falcons will be without kicker Matt Bryan, who's out with a strained hamstring, and running back Devontae Freeman, who has foot and groin injuries. He's been placed on injury reserve and will be eligible to return by week 16. So the injuries just continue to mount for the Falcons. Going into this game, the Falcons' offense is 9th in points at 28 per game, 8th in yards at 397, 5th in passing at 311. Matt Ryan is playing very well, to say the least, and 29th in rushing yards with 86 per game. Defensively, the Falcons are 31st in points allowed with 32, 30th in yards allowed with 418, 29th in passing yards at 296, and 25th in rushing at 122. Of course, the injuries tell the tale there. But what's most concerning is that opponents for the season are a perfect 4-for-4 on fourth down conversions so far this season. That's gotta stop. Now, as for the Giants, their opponents, though, are 5-for-5 on fourth down conversions this season, so they're in the same boat. Now, let's hear from Dan Quinn after the Falcons got a win against Tampa Bay last week and going into this week's game against the Giants.
For the last few weeks, you've heard me talk about improvement as a team, and we're going after that hard and finding the areas we want to improve upon. I thought yesterday you've heard me talk about ball hawking, and so for us to, you know, finish the game at +2, I thought that was a, you know, significant improvement for us. The communication was certainly something that we pushed hard on, and that was also something defensively that I was happy with. Now, offensively, I thought those winning time moments, the 2 minute at the half, I thought Matt and the guys executed that flawlessly to give a chance to kick a field goal there at the end of the half, which proved to be such an important part of the game. And then I thought the scoring drives in the last 2 possessions after a difficult third quarter, you know, really led the way. So you've heard me talk on those winning times and owning those moments and learning about them. And then on the team side of things, we'd certainly put a lot of time into punt and our kickoff coverage. And to see a tackle inside the 15-yard line-ish and Gage and the others. And then on the punt side, you know, I was happy with the Gunners. It's good to have Bethel back. He certainly brings a lot of speed and toughness to the unit. So, and I can't say enough about Matt Bryant and the kick he had in the fourth quarter. He is one of the toughest players I've coached. Not one of the toughest kickers, one of the toughest players. And I think that's important to note. Injury-wise, Thursday I'll have a better assessment for you from Grady, Jarrett, Derek Shelby, Calvin Ridley, and Mohamed Sanu. So it's nice to have an extra day this week in terms of our preparation as we're heading towards our game Monday night.
All right, so we'll find out coming up as we get into the latter part of the week about the injury to Calvin Ridley and if he'll be able to go coming up on Monday. Kickoff will be between 8:15 and 8:30 on ESPN. Now, with the NBA season tipping off, a college basketball is right around the corner as well. In preseason college basketball news, the Tom Crean era of Georgia basketball will begin, at least, well, not so much officially, as on Thursday, the Bulldogs will go to Birmingham to face UAB in a charity exhibition. Tip-off is set for 8 p.m. Eastern, and proceeds from the game will go to parties assisting the Red Cross in its disaster relief. So what a great preseason matchup this will be. Tickets are $10 with a group rate of 20 or more tickets at $5. Now, the audio broadcast of the game will be available beginning with a pregame show at about 7:45, and that can be streamed on GeorgiaDogs.com and the Georgia Dogs app. So, Tom Crean getting ready for his inaugural season as the head coach of UGA men's basketball. UAB, which went 20-13 last season, returns second leading scorer Zach Bryant, who averaged about 14 points a game. And the Blazers roster includes 8 newcomers as well. Now, currently, the NCAA Division I men's basketball teams are allowed 2 preseason events, an open exhibition contest against a non-Division I team and or a closed scrimmage versus another Division I team. In May, the NCAA set guidelines allowing programs to use one of their preseason events as a way to benefit a charitable organization involved in providing relief for those affected by a catastrophic event, and that is what Georgia is doing. So, you know, this is a great event, and I commend Georgia for this. The Bulldogs will return to action on Thursday, November 1st, when they host Division II West Georgia at Stegman Coliseum at 7 p.m. Georgia's first regular season game is set for Friday, November 9th, against Savannah State at 8:30 p.m., and that evening will feature a Georgia basketball doubleheader with the Lady Bulldogs hosting St. Bonaventure, and that game will kick off, or tip off, rather, at 6 p.m. Now, fans excited, of course, for the upcoming basketball season can also go over to Georgia State, as the men's basketball team will be in action for the first time this year at a special Saturday scrimmage. Head coach Ron Hunter and the Panthers will host an open scrimmage on the GSU Perimeter Decatur campus here locally in Atlanta on Saturday, starting at 11:30 a.m. Hunter's squad will practice and play for approximately 90 minutes. The parking and admission are free of charge. The address is 3251 Panthersville Road in Decatur. Again, that's 3251 Panthersville Road in Decatur, and everything will start about 11:30 a.m. Defending Sun Belt Conference champions finished last year 24-11, advancing to the NCAA tournament for the second time in 4 years. So that is wonderful. And they're going to have four starters returning from last year and more than, you know, just a great time to be a Georgia State Panther fan for sure. And, you know, this team, they're going to continue to do well for sure. They're led by Sun Belt Conference Player of the Year, DeMarcus Simons, and he's going to lead that group offensively. They broke a handful of records last year, and he earned AP All-America Honorable Mention recognition. They set a school record with 742 points scored while also leading the team in assists and steals. Also, senior Devin Mitchell also earned All-Sun Belt third team honors as he drained 98 three-pointers, just two shy of R.J. Hunter's school record of 100, is one of four seniors returning this year as well. And we can't leave out Georgia Tech. Hey, their men's and women's basketball team will be introduced to the Tech student body and participate in the unveiling of their new Adidas uniforms at Live at the Thriller Dome, set for Friday in McKimmish Pavilion. Doors open at 7 p.m. The basketball event starts at 8 p.m., and a concert will follow. Now, the basketball event will include introductions of both teams, a freestyle slam dunk period, not a contest, there will be no judging, a co-ed three-point contest, head coaches, student shooting contest, and it will culminate with the uniform unveiling for both teams. So great to be out as a part of the basketball community for UGA, Georgia, Georgia Tech, and Georgia State coming up later on this week. That's going to do it for this edition of TaylorMade Sports with Kevin Taylor. Thank you so much for joining me. Make sure to check me out anytime on social media at KevinTaylor98 on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Until the next time, my friends, I'm out.